You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
This is Ace and Friends.
Get ready for a good day with Ace and Friends because I'm in a very good mood. We're getting towards the, what did you say, nice, Riggins?
Yeah.
Is that, because we're getting toward the end of Ace and Friends and all of my operating in any broadcasting level professionally. Because after my duties this weekend, my activities over the weekend, I will soon, no doubt, be doing my own, some type of home improvement show. I secured a mirror to the wall in my home. I also secured a television to the back of a dresser and put up a baby gate, and it worked perfectly.
Nice.
So I'm feeling pretty good about myself today.
Good for you. Good for you.
All three are things that I had been putting off. All three are things that my wife was very upset about that I had been putting off, but only because, well, two of them I thought, I can do this. I know I can do this one. Securing the mirror to the wall was easy. And then I had a little kit that I bought that has a little loop thing, and I bought a whole little kit in case I had other things to do. Then the TV, I saw the special clamp thing on Amazon, so in case the baby ever bumps into something, the TV won't turn over on him.
Oh, wow.
But the baby fence that goes across the upstairs to block off the stairs, I was very nervous about that. And that's why I've been putting it off, because it makes me very nervous. But I managed to get it all put up. It worked perfectly. Everything fit right. It did help that when I opened it, I realized that they had included a little thing that you punch out the holes for where the screws would go. And you stick it on the wall. And as long as you measure, you know, relatively close from the floor up to where you start, it's going to match. It matches it up for you.
Nice. That helps.
So
that helps.
I felt really good about it. And I had to be honest with the man and go, I mean, to be honest, they provided this little thing. You just stick it on the wall at the same height. It tells you where to put the holes.
They make it pretty easy.
Yeah. They know the type of people they're dealing with.
Yeah, because
That was stressing me. Like, I got to match this thing up. It's got to be perfect.
Did you not think you'd be able to do these things?
I do not have a lot of faith in myself when it comes to that kind of stuff. Oh. I don't. And that causes me to put them off. Typically, they're not as hard as I thought, and I managed to put them up, you know, okay. Like, yeah. I hung some curtains in the baby's room. No problem the other day. Amanda was very impressed. You know, there's pieces of furniture and stuff that I've put together, but I find it to be extremely stressful.
Really?
Just very stressful, because I know the thought process is you can't do it, and then if I screw it up, it goes bad, and I get made
fun
of.
She thinks that you can't do it, or
everybody thinks I can't do it, but I, you know,
you'll never be able to do this.
Yeah. Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
There's a lot coming up today. I guarantee in the next few minutes we're going to make you laugh, because Riggins ran across this news blooper from the early 2000s that's pretty funny, but there is a celebrity story that is out. That is shocking to think that this celebrity, who makes $1.5 million a night, is this much in debt. Do you know who it is, Riggins? Have you seen this story?
No.
Okay. It's going to blow your mind. The actual dollar figure. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, beautiful rooms, and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
All right, so we haven't seen or heard from Bruno Mars for a while. Was it Silk Sonic was the last thing he really did? He hadn't put out an album in a while. But Bruno Mars has sold over 26 million albums, over 200 million singles, and currently he signed a deal in 2016, I believe it was, with MGM in Vegas. And he does residencies there. And he currently makes, after taxes, about $1.5 million a night. However, there is a story circulating that has been, I saw it everywhere over the weekend, multiple places, that Bruno Mars, who admits he kept himself alive by playing poker before he hit in music, that he has amassed $50 million in poker debt. He's got a $90 million deal with MGM, and yet $90 million a year. And yet he owes them, according to sources, $50 million. And that his deal has soured because MGM's like, look, man, you're into us for $50 million.
Yeah. You better do some more shows.
It's hard to fathom.
Yeah.
One source says that MGM, quote, basically owns him, end quote. He earns $90 million a year from the casino deal, but then he has to pay back his debt. After taxes, Mars earns about $1.5 million a night.
And do 50 more shows. Is it that hard? It's a month, 2 months of shows.
It seems like it would be, it does seem like, do one more year, do six more months. Yeah. And that should settle it all up, right?
Yeah.
But man.
It is a lot of money.
It's hard to believe.
They're probably scared that if he stays there longer, he's going to accrue more debt.
Yeah, it just says they have they've run into serious problems now because of a staggering $50 million gaming debt.
Golly.
So what, are they fronting him the money?
Yeah, I guess when you make that, when you got that kind of money and they're paying that kind of money, they're like, hey, we just run a tab. I think a lot of celebrity stars can do that when they know you're good for the money. I cannot even fathom running up $50 million in gaming
debt. Yeah, maybe poker is not your thing.
How are you making $90 million a year and yet you still owe them $50 million?
Yeah. Maybe pick up a video game or something. Maybe gambling is just not for you.
That is unreal. They're paying you $90 million and you still owe them $50 million. I just wanted to share that because I was shocked by the numbers that it's hard to fathom. Guaranteed something to put a smile on your face with this news blooper that Riggins has found. That I was surprised. I had never seen it before.
Never, no.
Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
It is rare that a news blooper comes along in this day and age that we haven't seen before. I'm going to put it this way. It's rare that one's really funny that we haven't seen. But this is from Riggins Found It, early 2000s in Ohio.
Yeah.
We got to decide how much of this to play, but listen to this. It starts out pretty funny.
Here in the tri-state, the latest on a small outbreak of tuberculosis in Middletown. The city's Board of Health is allowing the owner of Dixie's Hillbilly Heaven Bar to reopen her business. Last week, health officials closed the bar after after doctors diagnosed a frequent customer with TB. The city tested 57 people.
At first, I thought she had the hiccups or something. Then you hear that she's laughing. And this thing goes on for another minute.
Yeah.
The whole clip is about a minute and 20 seconds. It's just her laughing. And she cannot stop laughing. This story ends about Dixie's Hillbilly Heaven and goes on to the next story. And she's still laughing.
Speeders, safety restraint violators, and alcohol-impaired drivers. Excuse me. They are currently using the money for their first traffic blitz, which is going on now through November 25th. University of Cincinnati faculty members may strike at the first of the year.
And if you're watching, you can see that she's grinning the entire time, trying not to laugh. She's now two stories away and still laughing at tuberculosis outbreak at Dixie's Hillbilly Heaven.
It's a terrible story. And it looks like, unfortunately, that place has closed for good.
Oh, Dixie's Hillbilly Heaven?
I think so.
Because of tuberculosis?
I don't know that it's because of that, but I would imagine it contributed.
Well, yeah. Even rednecks are afraid of Dixie's Hillbilly. I mean, afraid of tuberculosis.
So TB.
Yeah, that's common knowledge.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
A little bit of good news to put a smile on your face, including, it seems like every day now we've got a story of somebody over 100. There's another one, but what do you hear what she did for her birthday for the very first time? Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
Okay, so every day at this time, we give you what we like to call the good news. Something fun, something positive, and make you go, oh, that's nice. It's like this. A woman in Florida named Magnolia Jackson celebrated her 106th birthday. She's 106 by going to Disney World for the very first time. They heard she was a fan. They threw her a big party. Mickey and Minnie were there. Everybody greeted her. She's 106. How did she just now get around? When she turned 100, nobody did that?
Yeah, that's true.
Seems like by now somebody would have done it. 90, yeah. 95, 100, 105, somewhere in there. It's good news. I'm glad she got to make it, but still, it's like surprising that she made it, had to go to 106 before anybody took her to Disney World.
Yeah.
A bunch of students at Providence College in Rhode Island have launched a GoFundMe to help a security guard go see his family in Nigeria. They found out the security guard hadn't seen the family in 11 years. So they've raised enough money. They needed $3,500. They've raised about 10 times that so far. And that's when my question becomes, what happens to the rest of the money?
Yeah, hopefully.
So if they needed $3,500 to get him to Nigeria, let's say they give him $7,000, so he's got a little extra.
Yeah.
Does he get to just keep the rest? Does he give it to his family? And a guy in Colorado tried to run from the cops last week and was heading over a snowy mountain pass in his Jeep. But the chase ended with no one hurt after a snowplow driver intentionally crashed into him. The Colorado Department of Transportation thanked him for his quick thinking. Or else this guy, while running from the cops, would have driven over the mountain pass and we would have died. I mean, odds are he would have died in his car, just like you see in the movies.
Wow.
But I wonder, they don't offer a lot of details except for the fact that the snowplow driver saw them coming and managed to hit him and knock him off the path.
Isn't that what Jeremy Renner got run over by, a snowplow?
Yes.
Wasn't it a snowplow?
Yeah. Like that. And I'll give you another piece of good news. There's a really nice story today. Jeremy Renner says that Robert Downey Jr., when he was in ICU, Robert Downey Jr. constantly checked on him to cheer him up.
I believe that.
Says, quote, he's like, I don't care how you feel. As long as you look good, that's all that matters, end quote. And he said he checked on him all the time.
Yeah.
He and Robert Downey Jr. have been friends for years, and that was the person that checked on him most was Robert Downey Jr.
That's awesome.
I agree. I think you can see that would be fair to happen. You expect that from Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
We did something earlier today on the Ace and TJ show that was a little bit weird, and it's just gotten a little bit more weird. More weird for people, more fun for the rest of us when it comes to dating lives. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
On today's Ace and TJ show, the morning show, we were talking about strange requests you've gotten from people when dating, like when you just met them, like the lady that said she was on a first date and the guy asked her if her friend that had come with her to meet the guy after she left, hey, you think your friend like to hang around and we'd have go back to my place and have some real fun? Like, you know, this woman an hour, you just ask her not only to hook up with you, but to bring a friend along. So that type of thing. And answers continue to come in, which makes it so much fun to check back throughout the day on all of our social media. But this one, lady named Amy said, I had a guy that wanted to have himself buried in the sand at the beach with only his head out, then have me kick him and kick sand in his face.
What? Okay.
He asked me about it on the first date, and it was definitely the last date. He was very serious.
Kick me in the head?
Yeah, and then kick sand in his face when he can't stop you from doing it. Is there some type of weird sand fetish type thing?
I don't know. Sounds like something he's got all on his own. I don't feel like there's anybody else in the world that has that going on.
Yeah. One of one.
Isn't that weird? I really think so.
Bury me. I want. Hate it. The first date.
Yeah.
Well, like, what's the last book you read? Oh, okay. Let me ask you a question. What if I wanted to be buried in the sand up to my neck, and you just kick me in the face a couple of times and kick sand in my face?
That didn't deter her. They went on a second date.
No, she said that was the last date.
She met at the beach?
Yeah, no. He was just talking about it with her, like in a restaurant. Something he wanted her to do.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And this lady, going to the beach.
This lady said, keep me anonymous, unusual request. Went on a date with a guy. Conversation was great. We talked about a lot of topics. Everything was good. Then all of a sudden he asked me not to judge him because he did coke once a week. It was a first date. Needless to say, never saw him again. He was immediately blocked.
Well, again, we always do need you to say, because it's not needless to say, unfortunately.
It's not needless to say.
Yeah.
It's shocking the number of times that it's been necessary that you say that. Yeah. First date, he just points out, I don't want you to judge me, but...
Why is that coming up?
I do cocaine once a week. Is that him just testing the waters to see what's cool or not cool?
I don't know. Because it's what? Because it might be like three times a week, and he's
maybe,
like, I do it once
maybe
a
more.
Week.
Or maybe he's trying to figure out, do you want to do some coke with me now?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, right.
So, wow. There are some interesting stats that have come out about dating apps. Well, actually, not a dating app. It's a business app that has become a dating app. Details next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
So the biggest dating apps are what, Riggins? Tinder,
Bumble, Hinge.
Those are probably the big three as of right now. I mean, as far as that goes, what is it? There's you have your Christian Mingles. You have
Plenty of Fish,
which I thought was religious for so long. And it turned just finally figured out a while back it's not.
Match.com.
Match.com is a huge one. But there's a business app that is apparently, we've heard this before, but now there are stats to back it up. Quite the dating app. 52% of people who are single and out dating say they have been on a date with someone they met on LinkedIn. It was apparently the most popular answer for ways to meet people for dates. Mm. Yeah. Among people 35 to 40 years old, that number jumps to 61%. That LinkedIn has become the hot dating app.
Well, I mean, you get to see that they're actually working potentially, so you know, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess quickly you get to know a lot about their background, the type of work they do.
Sure. Yeah, I think it actually makes a lot of sense.
But I also would be weirded out if someone sent me a message on LinkedIn about a date, personally. It's just a weird place to do it, I think. I don't know.
Well, apparently not.
I guess that's true.
I mean,
well, they say that's how they met the person. That's not how they say
they have dated someone they met on LinkedIn. But
so you might start because it is a networking site. So you network, which means you meet people. So that's maybe fair. If you meet and say, hey, you want to talk about some projects or something? And then eventually it leads to a date. I think that's probably how it happens.
That makes a whole lot more sense to me.
Rather than what Jimmy did.
Jimmy from LinkedIn.
Yeah, he went full.
I don't know. I just see it more as a, somehow it does give you a business reason to start a conversation, but that's how they're getting the date going. Some other interesting ways of meeting that led to future dates. Blind dates, 48%. Social events, 45%. And then popular dating websites like Match, OkCupid, Tinder, whatever, that was 45%. And the old-fashioned damn bars and clubs, 40%. Now they did. Wait, I'm sorry. They divided this up. Popular dating websites, 45%. Trendy dating apps like Tinder or Bumble, that was 39%. So they divided up into popular dating websites and then what they called trendy dating apps.
Trendy.
There's a sad story today that is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day, but you won't be talking about it because of the sad reason. You'll be talking about the ridiculous information that comes with it. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Ace and Friends.
This is where we give you the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. Now, again, pointed out before, sometimes it will be fun. Sometimes it will be just the thing that everybody is talking about. But today, let's be honest. I just wanted to talk about this. I don't think it's the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. I'm not going to lie to you about it. There's a man, a Japanese businessman by the name of Shigechi Nagishi. Pretty much nailed that. And he lived to be 100 years old. And he invented the first karaoke machine back in 1967. After one of his employees made fun of his singing voice, it was originally called the Sparko Box. He never patented his invention.
Oh, man.
But his daughter said that never bothered him. Quote, he felt a lot of pride in seeing his idea evolve into a culture of having fun through song around the world, end quote. So, in his honor, there's been a list put together of the best karaoke songs for people who can't sing karaoke, and I am really bothered by this list. Let me just give you the top five. At number five, Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
That's a good one.
Number four, Love Shack by the B-52s.
That's a good one.
Because you don't have to be a great singer to pull off Love Shack.
Yeah, because you just kind of do that weird voice that they do.
Number three is Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Man.
These are for people who aren't good singers.
That one's a high-pitched one.
That's a difficult song. That's Steve, by God, Perry. I mean, what are you doing?
Well, the idea of karaoke is not supposed to be good.
Yeah, but why would you put that on a list of songs that
would be good for someone who sings it?
But
even when you're not doing karaoke. That it?
They're thinking maybe the crowd will help out.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
All right, so because the top two, that's important. Number two, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Yeah, that one people
that chorus is high. So in other words, they're saying get through the verse because it's relatively low. And when he gets to the chorus, everybody will sing along. And that's why it's a good song if you're not a good singer. And number one.
Is it Tequila?
What, number one?
Yeah.
No.
Tequila.
Does that have more? Other than Tequila, there are any words. No, it does not, but
I've seen people do that at karaoke before. It's annoying.
That's what I would do.
Number one, Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just everyone will sing the whole song of that
and
one.
And that's an easy song to sing. Yeah. And then, where it began. And then when it gets to the chorus, everybody sings. I guess that's it. So it's because everybody will sing along that makes life a little easier for them.
Yeah. Those are good.
But I'm annoyed if first off, I don't go to a lot of karaoke places, but if I go see karaoke and you're doing Tequila, I got to sit and wait, and the whole crowd yells, Tequila.
I think some guy did it on American Idol once. That's how he auditioned with Tequila. Or it's like America's Got Talent, one of those.
That could be a pretty good joke.
I thought it was funny.
That's actually kind of funny. Reagan's found us a new ick, and we may have to describe it. It's
so funny.
It is very funny, and she may have a good point.
I think she does.
Thanks.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
Riggins found this. And can you give us a little background before we start playing her ick?
Everybody's got those icks, and I think if they're unique, they're fun. I think they're great. And she's got one about the way guys propose.
Yeah, it's pretty fair. Rob's had to heavily edit this, so here we go.
This might be a very niche ick, and I understand that, but if my man proposes and he does this, I'm pissed. And I've seen this, and I clock it. I just notice it. Hold on. Maybe this is just a me thing, but maybe take notes if you're proposing. When they're about to get down, they're getting down, and you look back at pictures, and they're the hunchback Notre Dame, don't know how to just get on their knees like this. I've seen so many 90 degrees. This should be straight. Boom. I don't want no, please marry me.
Yeah. So to tell you what she's doing, she wants the guy knee on the ground, like left knee on the ground, right leg flat on the ground, head up.
Good posture,
back straight, projecting the ring into the air, skyward to the lady. She said, not some guy who's been over, he's kind of hunched over, crouching, knee not quite on the ground, kind of like, hey.
I think she's right. It is 100% weird.
Right. She's 100% right. But here's
Dan, no.
Yeah.
I know that is niche, but I swear to God, if I post a picture and my man's doing one of these, I'm
Yeah, get down on your knee. I mean, I guess guys just are nervous in the moment, but she shows him like squatting down on both feet It's just not a true kneel.
It's almost like he squats like a catcher, but then what she doesn't like is when a guy squats like a catcher, then drops his left knee slightly below the right.
Yeah.
And he's still kind of hunched over when he holds it up. And her point is, knee on the ground, right leg firmly planted at a 90-degree angle. Your leg makes a 90-degree angle, back straight.
Like you see in every movie and TV show.
Here I am asking you to spend the rest of your life with me.
Yeah.
Because I am a strong, sturdy man who wants to be with you. Yeah. She makes a good point. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. I was looking for that. Maybe guys have just never, maybe you don't practice that part of the proposal. So when it comes time, like you just, your mind goes blank.
I don't know. When I proposed to Amanda, but I just got down on one knee and it was no big deal.
Yeah. Do you ever genuflect do you guys genuflect in church or anything like that? Like, I don't know that a lot of people have done that without proposing, where you get down on one knee and back straight and good posture.
Yeah, only in sports.
Yeah.
When I take a knee and you're supposed to get down on one knee. That's where I learned that, was in sports.
Start doing it.
It just gave me a good question, though. I am curious about something. Okay. This person may not like that I'm going to ask this, but I'm going to ask it next. Hang on.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
This is Ace and Friends.
So a minute ago, we were talking about this video that we all found very funny of a woman who says her ick is when the guy proposes and he doesn't have good posture. And he's kind of hunched over. She wants him down on one knee, leg at 90 degrees, back straight, ring up, you know, being a very sturdy man. Rob.
Yes.
Have you... Rob's in a very unusual situation. You and Meredith have been together for 9 years.
Yep.
And 2023... Early in 2023, you said this was the year y'all were going to get engaged, but you didn't because you can't get rid of that other dog.
Correct.
They have two dogs, one they're trying to get rid of, and they haven't been able to get rid of that dog. So now that we're well into 2024, that has not changed, right?
Right.
Have you given any thought, though, to the proposal itself? Have you given any thought to how you would do it? Or
it would have to be at our house because she doesn't want anyone around.
Okay.
She said she wants no one to witness it, essentially.
Okay. Because, for example, I proposed to Amanda outside of a restaurant in New York. Right on the right there on the river. So she wouldn't want that. I mean, there was really nobody around, but I guess there were people inside the restaurant, but that was a ways away. But you would not want that at all.
She would not, no.
Okay. So you would just have to surprise her, essentially, in the house.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could do, I believe.
And have you given thought to your getting down on one knee, the whole thing?
No, I stopped looking at rings, so.
Oh, okay.
I'll pick that back up once the dog's gone.
Okay.
If the dog's gone.
So, did she know you were looking at rings?
Yeah.
Okay. Had you looked at rings together?
Not really.
Okay. But you had looked, and now you're not looking.
Correct.
Car.
Aren't you glad you asked that? Way to go, Ace. Yeah.
Well, okay. He is a man of principle, and Rob does not waver.
I do not. I never will.
Okay. Rob, what if 2 or 3 years from now, you still have the dog?
Well, we still won't be engaged.
What if she said, Rob, it's been 10 years. a year from now, be 10 years you've been together. He goes, I know we just can't get rid of this dog, but I can't wait any longer.
Well, she's got to figure out what she wants to do because the dog's got to go for her to be engaged. So,
and that is that, friends. That is that.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
Hey, there are some guys on TikTok who are British, and they're making their way around America. And is the main thrust, all I've ever seen is them trying American foods.
Yeah.
That's all that's really what the focus of the TikTok thing is.
I think so.
I've never seen them try something they didn't like. They seem to love American foods. Reagan's found this one. He follows them also. It's called Brits Try Authentic Mexican Food in America. Now, They're going to do something in this that I take it, you're upset by. It upsets you, Reagan.
It's just so dumb. I hate it.
But they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, do they not?
I don't think, let's let it play out here.
Mexican Coke made this.
So he's got a Mexican Coke that he's trying.
Why is Mexican Coke better than any other Coke ever?
It's not. It's not quite as good as Colombian Coke, though.
Yeah. Oh, mate. They give us free chips. Mate. And a sauce with it.
Elite.
So he just said,
elite.
We got free chips and a sauce with it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it. Salsa?
Salsa.
I don't know how that works. But so now the chips are in a basket. He's holding the salsa, in his right hand.
Yeah.
Oh, get it on there.
Yeah.
That looks banging way, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
So he then pours, because he doesn't know how it works, he pours the entire thing of salsa onto the chips.
I did see that one, yeah.
Which means a big glob of salsas in the middle of all these chips, and the underneath chips get no salsa on them.
Like, they don't have Mexican restaurants in Britain?
And that's what I'm thinking.
They don't?
If they don't, we've got to find some money to start one. A Mexican restaurant in London would crush, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I've just, it's like, how do you screw that up? Well, they did it. You're just taking that whole bowl of salsa and pouring it over the basket of chips. It's like, oh, that sucks now.
But he doesn't know.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
It's like he's turning them into, this is all we have. So we try to turn them into nachos.
Nachos, yeah.
The thing we've ever done with chips is to pour cheese and stuff on it. So that's all they've ever seen before.
I'd be pissed, though, wouldn't you? If you're at a Mexican restaurant and somebody was like, do you mind if I just pour the salsa all over the chips?
Especially then you're like, oh, hang on. That's not how it works.
Yeah, don't do that.
I wondered if, the one thing I didn't see, I wondered if when the waiter or the waitress came back to the table, they said, oh, wait a minute, hang on, that's not how you do that. Let me dip them in there. Some more chips, you dip them in there.
Yeah, it's different than like adding ketchup to the top of your fries or versus dipping them. I don't know. It's just a bunch of salsa dumped over the chips.
Because it messes up all the other chips now.
Yeah.
Go without the right amount of salsa.
Yeah.
And then you've got some on the top, but now you're going to have a mess trying to eat those on the top.
Yeah.
Because it's not hardened on there like nachos with cheese. Right. And it's just wet salsa that's now soaking on a bunch of chips. You're going to have a mess on your hands.
Yeah. And if I, you know, at a Mexican restaurant, you save a couple of chips for after you're done with your meal, then you kind of clean up the plate with the chips that are left over. You get the rice
and the beans on there together. Just scoop that through.
Oh,
because you have not been a big enough pig the entire time you've been
eating. I'm starving.
But it's worth checking out. It's Josh and Jace. If you want to find them, they try food all over the country.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
There's a celebrity that we talked about last week who's doing something that is mind-blowing. Oh, but now she's told us how great it is, how empowering it is. Next.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at htj.com/neogenix.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
So last week we learned that Elizabeth Hurley, the gorgeous, she's like 54-year-old actress, was recently in a film where she filmed a sex scene that was written and directed by her 21-year-old son, Damien. And now she's come out and talked about it with everyone. And she wants everyone to know that she enjoyed it. Quote, having him there meant that I felt safe and looked after. It's kind of liberating to work with your family. I'm relaxed in front of him. He looks after me. It's relaxing knowing someone is behind the camera who looks out for you, end quote. Hmm. Yeah, this is his directorial debut. The name of the movie is Strictly Confidential, featuring his 58-year-old mom, Elizabeth Hurley, getting after it with an actress named Pear Shirovara.
Pear? Oh, it's a lesbian scene. Love that.
So she felt safe and looked after and somewhat liberated because her son wrote the scene for her. And then he's the one, you know, right there filming it, calling all the shots.
They have a weird relationship. This is the son that she was kissing, right? Didn't she kiss the son one time that was like in the news?
I'd actually kind of forgotten about that, but yeah, you're right. I think so.
So they're unusually close, no doubt.
Man. But again, the name of the film, Strictly Confidential. And apparently he wrote the movie as well.
Oh. With her in mind? Do we know that?
I believe so.
Oh, gross.
I'm sensing Oscar buzz. Right.
No matter the level of success of the actor or actress, it just seems weird doing a sex scene in front of your child.
Yeah.
I get it. You're professionals. Okay. But she felt liberated working with her family. I'm relaxed in front of him. He looks after me. It's relaxing knowing someone is behind the camera who looks out for you. Except the fact that it's your son.
Yeah.
And he's watching you get after it. And he's got to tell the other person what they need to be doing more of to you to make it seem believable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That should have been the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. It's just so weird. I can't believe it.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at htj.com/neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
This is Ace and Friends.
All right, we're going to the resorts. Where did you found this TikTok, Riggins, of this?
Yeah,
it's an all inclusive resort in Punta Cana.
Correct.
Yeah, it's called the Riu Republica.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people are going down there for spring break and things like that. But the food that they offer at the buffets is, I don't know, maybe it's food from Punta Cana, but it is not appetizing looking.
So, here it is.
Yeah, This is the sports bar. Look at this. They're grabbing this with their hands. This is the cheese.
So they're literally the chips. All she's showing the food at the sports bar is like a
nacho bar.
And the chips that are left are just broken and laying all around. There's no cheese. There's like one little spoon in the cheese, and there's no cheese left at all of them. She's opening something. Ooh. That looked like it's hot dog weenies and
onions, maybe?
Something like that. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is exactly.
What?
And I'm not sure what the other two things she just opened are, but they look like some type of soup.
Yeah, watery, whatever was in there is
See,
gone.
There's what you get, though. You don't need to be going to Punta Cana for spring break.
No.
America. Spring break. You know, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Myrtle Beach. Destin. You know, you should be at Fuddruckers, not going to some nice resort.
Yeah.
Therein lies the issue.
Like hot dog weenies with onions and nachos.
I ate nothing but Little Debbie chocolate cakes for 3 days at spring break one time.
It's not about the food.
It's not about the food. It's about the experience. It's about having a good time.
Yeah.
Although, if you did go down there and did pay that.
Yeah, you'd want. Yeah.
You got cheated. You did get cheated.
Yeah. I've never been to an all-inclusive place, but. This was not a good look for the resort, I don't think.
Yeah, all inclusive kind of depends. Sometimes it can be great.
Yeah.
Other times, not so much.
Yeah.
It all depends on the level of the resort. Just makes life a lot easier though.
Yeah.
God, who wants to keep up with, I got to take my wallet to the pool or that kind of thing. You know, pay for stuff. Nobody wants to do that.
No.
I think most places now like that though. That's just either. They're all inclusive or they're not. They're just there's one price. They don't do that anymore. Where you can be all inclusive or not all inclusive. But yeah, if you paid for that, you got cheated.
Yeah.
But again, spring break, stay in America.
Yeah. Where is Punta Cana? What is that?
Mexico.
That's Mexico.
It's in Mexico. What, Rob? Oh, that was your anti-Mexican sound? Is it?
Ace and Friends.
This is Ace and Friends.
Okay, we were talking about those people going on spring break a minute ago. So have you never been, you said you've never been to an all-inclusive resort? Have you ever been to a resort period like that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Have you, Rob?
Me either, no.
Okay.
I'd be sick.
Well, I guess Disney World is a resort.
But it wasn't all-inclusive.
No, I don't think so.
Disney is damn sure not.
Certainly not.
Certainly not all-inclusive. Mm-mm. Okay. It just all depends on how it's set up. When we got married, when Amanda and I got married, the resort was all inclusive.
Yeah.
But it was expensive.
Was it?
I mean, granted, that's probably one of the only times in my life that I was like, whatever, man. Let's just blow it out.
Sure.
We had the room with the private pool, like a little private waiting pool, and there's a lazy river that went by the front of our room and that kind of thing. It was really nice. But that was one of the only times that I was like, And we, after coming off, we got married 6 months after Peyton had died. And I was like, let's just blow it out and go have a great time. And it was worth it. It really was. It was really worth it. But I have also been to all inclusive places that are, daiquiri and margarita machines in the lobby kind of give you an idea of the. level of place where you are.
You get alcohol for free?
Yeah.
Everything is
sick. Yeah.
Are cruises like that?
Cruises are. I think some are.
Some are. Yeah. It depends. I think cruises can be a little bit different.
I bet that Disney cruise is not.
And if it is, it's super. You've paid a fortune. But yeah, there are a lot of places. When the place that we went where we got married in Jamaica, everything was. You swim up to the bar, order a drink. Don't even think about it. You don't have to worry about anything because you've paid. Now you're not getting top shelf stuff.
Right.
I do think at night, if you ordered specific champagnes or wines or that kind of thing, you had to pay it. They would charge extra to your bill.
Somebody went on a cruise recently and they said there's like a 10 drink limit for the day.
Really? Oh, I've never heard of that before. I don't know.
She was livid because she was like, if I go and get all the drinks for me and my husband, and it was a lot. It was like 15 drink limit. And she was like, well, that was only 8 drinks for today, and we're still ready to drink.
That's crazy.
And they put a limit on it.
Well, that seems like something they'd have to tell you up front. Like, you can't expect people to
to know not know that when they get on.
Yeah. But somebody was like, damn, you're drinking a lot.
Yes. 10 drinks a day is... But it's easy to go through 10 drinks in a day.
I think so. If you start drinking at 10 or 11.
Yeah, you go out to the pool, you grab a beer. You could easily be eight drinks in by 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
You have a couple beers with lunch.
And I think it's 24 hours. Like, that only, you know, you got to wait another.
Then you have to pay for everything after that? Or are you just cut off?
I think they said it, you get cut off.
Yeah, I don't like anything that's going to cut me off.
No.
Like, give me an option to keep going.
I'm on a cruise. Come on.
I'm trying to rage.
Yeah, yeah. They should gauge it like a bar would and just cut you off if you've had too many. Like, that's something that I feel like they should be able to do.
Yeah.
But not the other.
I've never heard of that, though. A 10-drink limit for the day.
Yeah. It's
messed up.
She was pissed.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
Full disclosure, I thought this business is pronounced... Sheen, but it's pronounced Sheehan.
Sheehan.
Yep. There is a lady in Tennessee who's about to blow your mind. She ordered some dresses from Sheehan. Maybe she was going to do a Sheehan haul on her TikTok or on her YouTube channel, whatever it might be. But they come in the FedEx box. The FedEx box had a little bit more in it than just a couple of dresses that she'd ordered from Sheehan.
So I just received a package from Shein that contained a vial of human blood. It had no name, no doctor's office, no date. The lady from the testing company said that it was completely mishandled. They don't even ship to residents. They only ship blood back and forth between doctors. We called the CDC. The sheriff's department came. They took the vial. They're going to be testing it. If you receive a Shein package, especially one that's in a FedEx, like if you've done express shipping, dump it out on a table and look at everything before you touch it, and then sanitize your hands. Be extremely careful.
Yeah. Oh, it also had a can of beans in it.
Blood and beans?
So she got beans, a vial of blood, unknown blood, and some dresses from Shein.
Oh my gosh.
Now, let's say that beans, vial of blood, a couple of t-shirts you ordered. Are you wearing those t-shirts?
No.
They're packaged individually?
No.
Rob?
No.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm a no on that, too. There's no way. There's a vial of unknown human blood in the packaging. Mm. I'm not wearing those T-shirts.
No.
And I'm pretty sure Shein will reimburse them for that. I don't know how that would happen.
I would hope so. And apologize profusely. Yeah,
but it probably doesn't have anything to do with the company. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Was somewhere, it a Shein package?
It came in a FedEx box. So I guess Shein has their individual packages. And then... somebody at the FedEx place got this stuff all messed up.
And packaged it all together.
Yeah, and packaged it with a can of beans and a vial of human blood.
Sounds like that's blood. Like three different orders. I mean, because beans and blood wouldn't go together either. So they really screwed that one up.
So, but you would not wear the t-shirt, Rob?
No.
Okay, you would send them back. I'm sure they're right. Yeah, we'll replace the t-shirts, but we have no idea what happened. Because so I can't imagine the Shein people put together those packages right there on the spot. They probably outsourced that.
Or maybe just one of the workers is a weirdo.
Yeah, but there's a vial of an unknown vial of human blood.
Mm.
And she went the extra mile. She called the CDC and everything. I would just call the cops.
Like, hey, I would have called the cops.
Yeah, well, she said they did call the cops. The sheriff's department came and got the blood.
They did.
But that would have been, I don't think I'm going to bother calling the CDC and all that.
Yeah, I'm using those shirts that came in to pick it up so I don't have to touch it with my hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ugh.
Isn't that wild, though?
Yeah.
So she makes a good point. Check the inside of the package, any package, before you just jam your hand down in there. Because who knows what else could have been in there.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
Okay. Favorite thing from today's show. Rob?
Elizabeth Hurley's a weirdo.
Okay, the Elizabeth Hurley story.
Yeah. That sticks in my head. That's going to stick with me for a while.
And there are so many... I know it's not like she's not doing an adult film.
No, but it's close.
But I wonder like things like he would have to tell the other actress, like, I need you to go slower, caress my mom's boobs a little bit more. You know what I mean? That's what are we doing?
Mom, you don't look like you're into this.
Yeah. Come on, Mom.
Ugh. Can you see, is the movie out?
Not yet. I think they just filmed it.
Okay.
They just finished filming it. Reagan's favorite thing from today's show.
Well, it wasn't a happy... Well, I mean, I think Rob was pretty candid talking about not looking for engagement rings anymore. But that was kind of a revelation.
Did you have it... do you mind if I don't mind my asking, Rob? Did you have it narrowed down?
No, I didn't. It was just some generic searching at that time.
Okay.
Because she doesn't wear jewelry, so I was trying to figure out a way to that she would want to wear that, you know.
What would you do in that case, Rob? Would she just not wear the ring all the time or occasionally or what?
I don't know. I bought her a watch when we first started dating, and she wore it twice maybe, so I've learned my lesson on that. So I got to figure that out.
Hmm.
I don't know. I really don't know what I could do because she just doesn't like to wear things like that. She doesn't wear any kind of jewelry.
Do you think subconsciously she doesn't want to get married?
I don't know.
Like that's why she's holding on to the dog?
I don't think it's. I think it's consciously she doesn't want to get rid of the dog.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's not really about you.
No, I don't think so. I think she just thinks I'm going to cave eventually, and we'll see how that goes.
And she's aware of the deal in place.
Yeah. I've told her many times.
And you genuinely think that she thinks you will cave?
I 100% think she thinks that, yes.
Okay. But you never will cave?
Nope.
And we know that.
That's not me.
Yeah. We know that pretty well about Rob. She's been with him a decade, and she's not getting that. That's what I'm saying. Is it like subconscious?
But he caved on going to the beach? Because now he goes to the beach with him, right? Is Once it? A year?
I haven't been in 2 years, but yeah, that was the idea.
Okay. But good point. You had been in 2 years, but you did cave that one time, but not more than once. I don't know. So until the dog goes, it's still a complete, there's no discussion of marriage whatsoever after 9 years until the dog goes.
I'm not starting it. If she wants to talk about it, I'll tell her again.
You know, that's fine. I don't want to go to another wedding. I'm saying, you're fine. Don't ever get married. Matter of fact, break up.
Ace and Friends.